The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, you have seen the further convulsions this week on top of eight members of the Labour Party defecting. Three Tory MPs yesterday have decided to not take any more of this hardcore Brexiteer. And there's the threat that others, like the former Education Minister, Justine Greening, the former AG, Dominic Grieve, will follow suit. Well, it's always time to reach for a hardcore Tory and Brexiteer. Former Conservative MP Edwina Curry joins us on the show. Edwina, welcome to the programme. What do you make of this?
Hardcore. I think that's rather nice. What do I make of it? I think they are wrong. I think they're all wrong. And the reason being that, you know, for example, the three Tories are all Remain campaigners. And if you leave behind your party, you leave it even more in the hands of the Leavers. So it doesn't make sense of any kind to me. The people on the Labour side are objecting, particularly their main issue is about the failure to stop anti-Semitism in their party. And again, it doesn't make sense to leave. What you do is you stay in and you fight your corner, and you may have to raise your voice a bit, and you may have to put up with some criticism or even abuse. But every time that happens, you know that you're on the right side, and what you're trying to do is get your party back onto the right track. They're heading for oblivion, Ivan. That's the history of how it happens in this country. You know, with first past the post at all elections here, only one person can win in each constituency. And basically, if they stand as independents at a general election or even at by-elections, they're just splitting the vote and they let the other side in.
Yeah,
they're going nowhere.
I certainly agree. It's not a wise career move, but is there not an issue of principle here that people aren't doing this for advancement? They do it out of a genuine sense of conviction of their position. In this particular case, both the Labour MPs, leaving aside the anti-Semitic issue, and the Tory MPs really feel that Brexit is turning into our neighbour burning their house down. You're in denial about this, surely?
Well, on the contrary, if they leave, they get a lot of attention. You don't always know, Ivan. You and I have been government ministers. We know this. You don't always know when your ego is on show. But it shows in your face. It shows at the way you turn towards the camera. It shows at the way you have a ready response. You know, some of these people, I think, have been fretting somewhat at being ignored. And the obvious thing to do is perhaps form a group within the group, perhaps, you know, have a dining club or something like that, make sure that they are supporting each other, they all vote the same way, so they become an effective group, but stay within your party. If you don't do that, then your view immediately is discounted. It's immediately diminished by the fact that you've walked away.
Well, that isn't true in maybe all circumstances, and certainly in normal circumstances. But the circumstance we're in now is that there's a very delicate arithmetic balance in Westminster. Neither Theresa May nor Labour have a majority. And therefore, if you look at the tally, 8 plus 3 and the numbers could rise to 30, they'll be a more powerful bloc than the Liberal Democrats, and they could actually make the difference in relation to what is eventually passed in terms of the withdrawal agreement for Brexit in Westminster.
Well, this is also assuming, of course, that they all operate together, they all get on with each other, they all have some kind of positive plan between each other. I mean, I reckoned immediately the Labour people left and they call themselves the Independent Party. Not the Independent Labour Party, which is a title that has a long and very honourable
history. Well,
they
didn't even call themselves a party. Now, let's be fair, they're an independent group. They said they would consider all those issues down the track.
Well, yes, all right. But if they had called themselves the Independent Labour Party, then nobody would have joined them from anywhere else, would they? So the moment I saw that they called themselves the Independent Party, I thought, do you know what? Or the Independent Group. Oh, how cool is that? My goodness me, we're not a party. Oh, for heaven's sake, yes, you are. And if you are, and you're going to stand as independents or members of the IG, the Independent Group, my goodness.
But how
that's
short
a spread
is...
spread betting firm on the stock exchange.
How short is Edwina Curry's memory, insofar as, do you not remember when John Major, a very fine PM, was struggling with what he termed the bastards in his own party, who were the Eurosceptics? They bedeviled him in a very tight voting situation in Westminster. I mean, these Brexiteers have actually divided and split not only the Tory party, but the country at this stage.
And it's not that they have done this. It's that there has been a division, I think, for quite a long time and increasingly strong feelings about it. And that's why in the end both a referendum was held and also and there have been calls for a referendum in Britain for a very, very long time. Back in the 1990s, there was a referendum party and Sir James Goldsmith, at the time that you're mentioning, was busy funding all sorts of candidates and you could have money from his pocket as long as you promised to call for a referendum. I refused and I lost my seat, but in due course that's where it went. This is not going anywhere. I mean, my own feeling is that, you know, the old saying about the prospect of being hanged concentrates minds wonderfully. You know, 5 weeks from now we're out. Everybody else is busy making arrangements if we have no deal. If these members of parliament want to make sure that we do have a deal, which is in the best interest of everyone concerned, then they need to vote for the deal that is available. This is, you know, anything else is becoming increasingly unlikely. Meanwhile, all the dire predictions, I have to say this, I was a Remainer, I put it on all these dire predictions out about the collapsed state of the British economy. You know what? We still have record employment, we have record low unemployment. The dire predictions seem to be happening in Germany and in France and in Italy.
Can I just say on that, that the data clearly shows that in the short term, Brexit and the impact hasn't happened, except in one area, and that is future investment. And when you see Nissan and Honda and Airbus and Jaguar and aerospace and all these companies, they've said, and financial services companies, Barclays, JP Morgan, they've all said, if this goes ahead, and Mark Carney has added it up, 80 billion of investment is being deprived of Britain. So it doesn't mean that you get the response immediately, leaving aside the fact that the sterling's gone down 15%. Can you not see the long-term investment peril?
We have no guarantee that that will continue for any length of time. And if we negotiate or manage to get out with a successful Brexit, you'd be surprised how rapidly the United Kingdom economy starts to grow. And with all due respect, everything is now being blamed on Brexit, which is bizarre. Maybe the growth in employment in the UK is due to Brexit. Who knows? But the two of the things that you mentioned, for example, Airbus, the A380 is being cancelled. They will still be building them for a little while yet. It's being cancelled because the airlines cannot make any money out of that big plane, even though passengers like it. And so the airlines themselves are cancelling orders. When it comes to the car industry, the European car industry has been behind the curve for some time, dependent on diesel. And that is not good news. It's seriously not good news. The Japanese, meanwhile, are busy saying, do you know what? Yeah, all right, well, Brexit is forcing us to consider our options. And if we're going to be doing modern, the hybrids and the electric-driven cars, and I say this with somebody with an electric car in the driver that I can see right now as I'm talking to you, Ivan, so I'm ahead of the curve as well. I've got solar panels on the roof, I always have had. If they're going to do that, then the Japanese are relocating a lot of what they do in Japan, which affects other countries as well.
Do you agree with Boris Johnson when he said, F business?
No, I don't. Oh, no, he's an idiot. He's never run a company in his life, and I don't think anybody in his family ever has. He's got a brother. No, I correct myself. He's got a brother, Leo, who is a well-known and well-respected figure in the City of London. Now, this is nonsense. It's very helpful indeed for business to have a deal. Large parts of British business are getting themselves organised. In most cases, if they deal in goods into the EU, they're going to have customs declarations. It's all online, Ivan. You know, it's not that difficult. It's just something fresh that people have to do. There are opportunities there, I think, for new startups to get involved. Increasingly, as we head into the spring of this year, as my garden is full of crocuses and snowdrops and primroses, as there's an air of optimism in this country.
Is there not an air of total denial?
No. No, there isn't. It's business, and business actually will find its own way. Business finds a way to do things. Meanwhile, I don't know if you've noticed, also announced today, is the British government made a £12 billion surplus on tax and revenue in the last month. Bigger surplus than we've had for, 1993, I think. You know, if that's what Brexit is doing to our economy, then perhaps other countries, Ireland perhaps, might be interested in that effect. We're doing a hell of a lot better than our main competitors on the continent, aren't we?
Edwina Curry, on that note of disagreement, former Conservative MP and Minister, thank you indeed for your views in relation to the fact that these defectors, both Labour and Tory, are heading for oblivion and Britain is proceeding with Brexit. Thank you indeed, as always, for joining us. 53106, do you agree with Edwina?